Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare in theaters and streaming. Another dark chapter in American history is the focus of the riveting drama Judas and the Black Messiah. Daniel Kaluuya is electrifying as Chicago Black Panther leader Fred Hampton, whose organization was infiltrated in the 1960s by a self-serving FBI informant, well played by Lakeith Stanfield. Writer-director Shaka King effectively depicts the personal passions of the story's central characters, as well as the Fed's attempts to undermine their organization. Judas and the Black Messiah is an illuminating and instructive social statement. A strong cast is the main attraction of The Mauritanian, yet another true story about injustice. Adapted from the best-selling memoir, Guantanamo Diary, by Mahamadou Ould Slahi, it depicts his detention and torture for 14 years at Guantanamo Bay without ever having been charged with a crime. Tahar Rahim gives a compelling lead performance, and the strong supporting cast includes Jodie Foster, Benedict Cumberbatch, and Shailene Woodley. Director Kevin MacDonald's approach to the material lacks the drive and urgency that the story deserves, but The Mauritanian is still an enlightening and thought-provoking watch. Kristen Wiig and Annie Mamulo, who wrote the bawdy hit comedy Bridesmaids, return with the goofy, surreal farce Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar. They play friends who leave their Midwestern town for the first time for a vacation at a Florida resort. They get embroiled in an unforeseeable adventure that involves spies, killer mosquitoes, and Jamie Dornan. Wacky may be the operative word for this work of offbeat PG-13 absurdity. In order to enjoy Barb and Star, you have to have an affinity for the surreal sense of humor that Wiig brought to her many roles on Saturday Night Live. Just be prepared for a broad 2-hour sketch. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.
Freeze Frame!